senior, Bryson Buttrick, 5'11 senior. Reese Farmer, 6'1 senior, Carson Bredemeyer, 6'2 sophomore, John Craig, and 6'2 senior, Kyle Eichhoff tonight. Bryson Buttrick, Reese Farmer, Carson Bredemeyer, John Craig, and Kyle Eichhoff, your starting five tonight for the Fall City Tigers. For Coach Don Hogue, for Coach Aaron Pryor, his team tonight will go with this starting lineup, 6 foot junior, Nate Rust, 5'10 sophomore, Easton Miller, 6'2 junior, Henry Coleman, 6'3 junior, Braden Momans, and 6 foot sophomore, Tyson Manns. Nate Rust, Easton Miller, Henry Coleman, Braden Momans, and along with Tyson Manns tonight for the squad. Well, I've got one editor I don't need. Easton Miller will not be starting tonight. Reed Fletcher, a 6'3 junior, will be in the starting lineup as well. It's been a long night here. When I got here, I looked at my chart for the boys game, my score sheet, and discovered that I had put one in somehow from this year's list. I had managed to put in last year's Tiger varsity roster on this score sheet tonight. Now, fortunately, quite a few of them are the same, so I just grabbed my trusty pen and crossed out a few grades and moved them up a year, crossed out a few players, put in a different name in a couple spots, so got that figured out. Then we've got some starters that are missing for the Tigers, so the players I thought I knew, we'll figure those out as we go. But it's just been, now I've marked an active starter here for Elwood Murdoch, that's not actually starting tonight, so, you know, it's going to be one of them nights. Are we ready for the Christmas break? Probably. Moratorium starts tomorrow. Nothing for 5 days for these teams. Fall City will play again at the Weeping Water Holiday Tournament coming up the 28th and 29th. The Fall City girls will be in the A division. They'll take on Parkview Christian at 1 o'clock on the 28th. That's a week from today. Johnson Brock in the A division takes on Sterling at 2:30 that day. The B division has HTRS at 1 o'clock against Weeping Water Girls and Raymond Central against Conestoga at 2:30. On the boys' side of that bracket, in the B division, Weeping Water and Sterling hook up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Also in the B division, HTRS plays at 5:30 against Fall City. Again, that's at the Weeping Water Tournament. And on the boys' division, A division, Raymond Central plays Johnson Brock at 4 o'clock on day one. Parkview Christian takes on Conestoga. And in true typical fashion of how tonight's working, I look at this schedule. It says the Weeping Water 2019 Holiday Girls Boys Basketball Tournament, December 28th and 29th, 2021. So, yeah, well, at any rate, stay with us. We'll try to keep the scores right and who's winning the ball game and all that good stuff for you, and go from there. So the Elwood Murdoch Knights, they come out dressed in their black uniforms. Tigers at home wearing the white in this one tonight. So we shall see how this goes. I talked to Coach Don Hogue earlier tonight before the game, and I'm expecting the Tigers to play it slow tonight. They don't have the firepower they want offensively with the illness and ankle problem for Strauss. So the Tigers, I'm expecting to try to slow this thing down tonight in this ball game. So we shall see what happens. Elwood Murdoch, typically kind of a long, lean team. They're out at midcourt, ready to go. Step into the center circle, Braden Bowman, a 6'3 junior. Strauss normally jumps it up for the Tigers, so he won't be doing that tonight. Not sure who will step in there. Eichhoff, maybe. It looks like it. Kyle Eichhoff, 6'2 senior, will step in there, and we are set to go. The Tigers will go right to left towards the East bucket here in the first half. Now you can hear the Tiger pit band up there wailing away. The Tigers end up at the tip. With it, Bredemeyer, he'll give the ball to Buttrick. Buttrick over on the right side for Farmer. Farmer to the free throw line against the man-to-man. His pass attempt to Craig is knocked away. John recovers it for Fall City. Eichhoff will give it now away for Buttrick. Buttrick out the top to Craig and over to Bredemeyer, wide open for three. Perry, right elbow, and the Tigers take the lead early on in this ballgame on a Carson Bredemeyer three-pointer. Got to get the net back up there where it belongs. Got that taken care of, and here we go. Tigers will pick it up defensively at midcourt here. Coming up the floor, Henry Coleman off the left side. With the pass to Nate Rust. Rust then giving it up and down the lane for two. Reed Fletcher with the drive. And it's 3-2. Tigers up to four on the left side to Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer to the top of the key off to Craig and now swinging around the right side for Buttrick. Dribble drive on the deck, elevates the air. His pass is knocked out of bounds. When you jump in the air like that, you better know where you're going. You're going to shoot it or pass it. It has some options, but one of the options is also it's intercepted or your traveler's inbound stolen away. Taken by Nate Rust up the floor. Offensive end, he'll pull up and shoot a three. In and out, no good. Rebound tip, Bredemeyer ends up with it in his hands. And here come the Tigers the other way. Into Craig, batted away. Good catch over there by Tiger principal Gail Dunkus. Showing some pretty good hands over there, sitting down on that piece of equipment over there, guarding the wall. Tiger ball on the baseline. Inbounding will be Race Farmer. He'll get it into Buttrick. Buttrick out top to Farmer. Farmer drives down the left side, leaves the ball back for Bredemeyer. Carson backing up, moving right, now with it to Buttrick. Buttrick will hold. He'll drive the lane. Left hand. Scoop is up and good. 5-2 Ball City. Tigers with the lead here early on in this one. To the front court. Alvin Murdoch and a dribble drive and a head and shoulder fake shot up underneath. No good by Coleman and the rebound grabbed up there by John Craig. Craig with it for the Tigers. Now in the front. Farmer with it around the perimeter, out top against the man-to-man. Back to Buttrick. They're chasing him down the lane. Floats it, missed it. Got it back in the middle. And he the basketball. Could not get rid of it in time. And it goes over to Alan Murdoch. 5-2 Fall City. We played just over 2 minutes here in the contest. We had those ugly Christmas sweater nights here for the students on Friday night. Tonight, we've got pajama night at McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse. Out to the top, the ball goes to Reed Fletcher. They play catch with it out top, now into the middle. Mans with it, drives in, lost it, and it's recovered by his teammate out there, Nate. Rust will hold it, looking. Now giving the ball, Coleman down through the paint, gets bumped by Craig, shot up, no. Rebound held ball will belong to Elmwood Murdoch, as that's the first tie-up of the ball game. So the ball will be triggered from the baseline here. Trigger man is Henry Coleman, 6'2" junior, to bring into the top for moments. Now passes off for Rust. Russ will pass it away on the right side, backing in, elevating, shooting, and scoring. Reed Fletcher with his second hoop, and it's 5-4. The Tigers by one. Up the floor comes Fall City. Bredemeyer dribbles off to John Craig on the right side. Pass nearly stolen away. Buttrick around the back, right wing, baseline to Craig, back to Buttrick. Try a little give and go, and it led John Craig too far. Out of bounds. Turnover by Fall City. And Elwood Murdoch coming down the floor looking for a lead for the first time in this ballgame. up the floor, Nate Rust off the right side for Coleman. He'll dish it off, and now back to the top to Rust. Right side working the ball to the middle is Manns. Pass it off again. Coleman right side. Into the paint he goes. Off the glass. Too hard. Rebound tipped. It ends up with the Knights. And a reverse layup attempt. No good by Manns. And Manns ended up with his own rebound after the ball's batted around a little bit. Here's a long three-pointer. On the rim, no good. Buttrick ends up with a rebound for the Tigers. A shot put up by Rust. Timeout Ball City to talk it over. They lead it 5-4, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We return to McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse. Timeout Ball City. Tigers leading 5-4 with 3:51 to go in quarter number one here tonight. Coach Hogue wanted a full timeout there to talk it over. And here come the officials to get everybody out of the huddle. That's the second buzzer. And we're ready to go. Tiger ball at midcourt. Inbounding will be Kyle Eichhoff, 6'2 senior. Backcourt to Patrick. And some pressure all the way up the floor. Three versus three there. Now they double team Bredemeyer. He gets it away to Eichhoff and back to Bredemeyer. Tried to double team on the sideline. That didn't work. And now left side for Buttrick. To the top of the key to Eichhoff. Right side to Farmer. Farmer dribbles back out top. The defenders left him over to John Craig. In the middle to Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer moves left side. Back toward the middle. Off to Eichhoff. Tigers don't mind letting a little air out of the ball here. Buttrick dribbling on the right side. Into the paint he goes. Whip the ball to the corner. Farmer three ball on the iron. No. Rebound. Caroms back to Henry Coleman. Coleman ahead up the floor to Manns all the way underneath. Tried to hand it underneath. The ball got all the way back out to the top and Rust has it. Rust takes the ball to the right side and a drive slapped away, stolen by Bredemeyer. Up the floor, Farmer on the right side. He'll take it in. He'll leave it back for Craig. On the right side of the lane, into the middle, backs in, turns up, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Reed Fletcher. Fletcher ahead, up the floor. Manns a drive to the hoop. It's up and it's good. Tyson Manns with a bucket gives his team the lead for the first time tonight at 6-5. Score, it comes with 2:23 to play in the first quarter. Bredemeyer with it out to Craig. John holding between the circles. Stearns dribbles off to Eichhoff. Back to Bredemeyer. Carson between the circles, moving left, off to Farmer. Farmer looking to go across the floor from the left to the right. Gives it to Buttrick, drives, stops, pops, got it. Defender fell down, Buttrick gets the shot, and the Tigers are up 7-6, excuse me. Here come the Knights back up the floor. Manns with a basketball again, takes the ball to the corner to Rust. Rust will hold it, give it in the middle to Coleman. Back out to Manns. Ball got away from him to Rust. Back to Manns. He needs help. Aggressive man-to-man defense by the Tigers. No fouls called yet in this ball game. Rust down the lane, off the glass, no good. Offensive rebound, a putback attempt, no good by Momus. And another ball, this one knocked out of bounds, blocked by Eichhoff. It will be Knights basketball underneath their own hoop. Tyson Manns comes out of the ball game. Into the contest comes Riley Wilson, the 6'3 sophomore. Ball out top. Fletcher holding it, looking. Free throw line, pass in, knocked away by Eichhoff to Craig. He'll give it to Buttrick. Here come the Tigers to the front. Buttrick, ooh, he jumped in the air, got it away to Eichhoff, right underneath, didn't shoot it out to Brennemeyer. He'll take it for three, no good. Rebound, Fletcher, up the floor quickly, and the ball is bobbled, and we have traveling and or the player out of bounds with the ball, one or the other, take your pick. The 47 seconds to go in the first quarter. Tiger basketball up to Farmer on the right sideline. They try to trap him. His pass is knocked away and stolen by Fletcher. Fletcher will bring it up the floor on the left side with the ball. Wilson back out. Russ down the lane with a nice dish underneath. Layup attempt, no good, but a block and a foul. Going to be called on Kyle Eichhoff, his first foul of the ball game. And at the free throw line, Braden Moments. Free throw up and good. And we are knotted at seven now. First tie of the ball game. Second one coming here for the junior. It's up, it's good. And now Elwin Murdoch in the lead for the second time tonight. Tiger ball to the front, 17 to go. Brettemeyer, two defenders come out on him. He'll get it over to Eichhoff. Now Buttrick holds it, double teamed. Eichhoff, cross court, three ball up and too strong. No good by Brettemeyer. Farmer the rebound, tried to fire it underneath for a layup, and it's stolen at that end of the quarter. Elwin Murdoch, 8, Ball City 7, back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
C&M Seed Center LLC is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center LLC, 660-442-6085, or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mount City, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3.
8 minutes up on the clock, and we are ready to go here with second quarter action. Elwin Murdoch with a 1-point lead over Fall City, 8-7. Tigers will have Caden Dunkus, 5'10 sophomore, to start the second quarter in the ball game for John Craig. Bring it into Brettemeyer. Eichhoff is in. Brettemeyer, Buttrick, Farmer, and now Dunkus has it on the left side. Over the right side of the floor, now down to Buttrick in the corner. Back out top to Brettemeyer. Long three off the front edge, no good. Rebound, Nate Rust. Ahead up the floor to Mann to drive it in. And the ball knocked loose, out of bounds. Touch last by the Tigers. Elwin Murdoch basketball. Looking to add to a 1-point lead here. Inbounding, Tyson Manns. He gets the ball in there for Riley Wilson. Three ball from the right side. No offensive rebound. Up and good by Henry Coleman. First shot put up there by Wilson. 10-7, Elwin Murdoch. Come the other way, Brettemeyer, top of the key. Free throw line, still dribbling off to Buttrick. Around the back he goes and back to Brettemeyer. Senior comes off to Eichhoff. Back to Brettemeyer. Down the lane he goes. Whips the ball to the corner. Going in there with it is Buttrick, and the ball slapped away from him. Another Tiger turnover on the right side. A drive in and a layup going in strong. Henry Coleman with back-to-back hoops, and the lead is now 5, 12-7. Eichhoff with the basketball. Off to Farmer. With it, Dunkus. Timeout, Fall City. Down by five. Coach Hogue wants to talk it over. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is Sunny 101.3.
6:33 to go in the first half here tonight in our boys' game. Elmwood Murdoch leading 12-7 over Falls City. Charlie McNeely enters the game for the Tigers, a 6'2 sophomore. We're going to get the ball to Bredemeyer. John Craig re-enters the game. Bredemeyer, three ball up, way behind the line. No good. Rebound to Nate Rust. Coach Hogue really has no problem with shooting that far out. Bredemeyer can make them, and they need some firepower tonight. Back and in and getting two more. Henry Coleman, he's got six in the quarter, and the lead is now doubled, 14-7. 6 points in the quarter for Coleman. That's the only 6 points we've had. Bredemeyer driving in, lost the handle on it. The ball goes up in the air, but he lost it because he got fouled. First foul of the game on the Knights. That's Henry Coleman with a foul, his first. Call that a shooting foul. Bredemeyer at the line, shooting a pair. It's up. It's good. He's got four in the game now, and it's 14-8. Tigers down by six. Looking to cut it to five here. Ready, up, and around the rim. No good. Rebound is grabbed up, and here we go the other way. The Knights have the ball to the front court with it. Here comes Henry Coleman. Coleman off to Nate Rust. Hands the ball off to Tyson Mans. They direct traffic against the Tiger man-to-man defense. Out top is Rust, guarded by McNeely. And now off to the front, driving the ball, and they go to Mans again, misfired on the pass. Mans recovers, gives it to Rust, and now to Coleman. They play across the top. Haven't got it below the free throw line yet. Now they do a drive to the bucket, and it's cut off by Craig, and with it is Coleman. Coleman down the paint, and we've got a whistle and a foul. Tiger foul on John Craig, his first. Team foul number two on Falls City. 5:09 to go in the half. 14-8. Elmwood Murdoch with the lead. Inbounding the basketball will be the Knights. Riley Wilson from the baseline bounces in right to John Craig, to McNeely, and now to Bredemeyer at the point. To McNeely, left side to Farmer, to the top, Dunkus, back to Bredemeyer. Left side, McNeely sets a pick for Farmer. Gets it to Bredemeyer. Now Farmer. Right side to John Craig on the right baseline. Holds it, looks. Now to the top, Bredemeyer. Long three on the rim. Won't go, and a rebound grab by Braden Momans. Up the floor, Bredemeyer hustles back, knocks the ball away. Out of bounds, and it will be Knight's ball. Front of the Tiger bench. Here comes Eichhoff and Buttrick back in. McNeely will sit along with Dunkus for the Tigers. So right for in front of the Tiger bench, the ball is inbounded. With it, Nate Rust looking, gives the ball inside. A drive down the lane on the left side of the left hand for Fletcher. He's got his third hoop, and it's now 16-8. Craig with it, back and in. John spins, right hand up off the rim, no good. Whistle and a foul will put him on the line to shoot two. Foul on Braden Momans, his first, team foul number two. John Craig to the line to shoot a pair, 6'2 senior, 6'3. Free throw up, no good. He'll get another one here. Craig is a junior, excuse me. Don't let me rush him out of high school, certainly. Second one on the way, won't go. Well, here come the Knights looking to add to an 8-point lead here in the first half. Tigers playing man-to-man, and a blocking foul called on Race Farmer, his first team foul, number three. Halfway through the second period. Inbounding will be Tyson Manns. Manns brings the ball out to the top beyond the three-point line to Moments. Rust. Rust gives the ball up. Now to the right side with it once again. Manns starts in, stopped, dribbles, gets a pick. Bounce pass, a little give and go, and off the mark. Taken away by the Tigers. Ahead to Buttrick. Buttrick picked up his dribble, back out to Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer with it, over to Eichhoff. Eichhoff will hold, now over to Craig on the right side in the corner to Farmer. Back to John Craig, inside Buttrick, down the lane, off the mark, no good, and a foul on Farmer. Crashing in there, got there late, but went into the back of a Knight player, picked up his second foul, team foul number four. Dunkus back in the ball game for the Tigers in place of Race Farmer. .315 and counting here in his first half, 16-8. Elwin Murdoch with the lead. To the front on the right side, Rust with it. Looking. Rust gives it away, gets it back, goes to the corner with a pass. Three ball up, no good by Fletcher. Offensive rebound, and now a drive with the ball. Manns spins out of there and takes the ball back to the top and over to Rust. Down to the right side baseline, driving to the paint with it is Fletcher. Back out now to the free throw line. Rust in the corner. Pass the ball down and a drive with the right hand. 2 points for Reed Fletcher. He's got 8 in the ball game and is now a 10-point lead. 18-8, biggest lead of the ball game. Tigers with just 1 point, no field goals here in the second quarter. Eichhoff, right side on the elbow, on the wing, excuse me. Into Craig, back and in. Pass, tipped away, got it to Buttrick. Buttrick spins, he's in the paint, and the ball knocked out of his hand by Nate Rust. And it will be Tiger ball. Back in for the Knights will be Riley Wilson. In the corner to Craig, out top to Buttrick. Buttrick beyond the three-point line. Now Bredemeyer. Buttrick, ooh, wasn't looking, turned around just in time, caught it. Buttrick in the paint, floats it up, won't go, and the rebound grabbed by the Knights. That's where the Tigers really missed the services tonight of Jackson Strauss on that rebounding. Three-pointer, top of the key, up and good by Reed Fletcher. He's got 11, 7 in the quarter, and the lead is 21-8. Eichhoff to the front with it to Craig, a minute and a half to go in the period. Craig backing in, backing his man down. Here comes a double team. He takes it over, lobs it to the corner to Buttrick. Back into Craig, and the bounce pass knocked away, and a foul called on Sam Clements in the ball game. I didn't see him check in. I'm sorry. Sam Clements, foul called on him, a 6-foot sophomore for the Knights. Minute 20 to go. Into Bredemeyer, wide open three on the rim. No, won't go. He made his first one, and he's been 0 for since. Rust up the floor, stops, leaves the ball off the right side in the middle to Mann. Man spins around, fell down, but the ball goes to Rust. And now a drive, and off the glass, two more for Reed Fletcher. Coach Hogue needs another timeout, his third of this first half. We'll take a 30-second break and be back on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
This game was tied at 7 apiece back in the first quarter. Since then, it's 16-1 in favor of the Elmwood Murdoch Knights here in the second quarter. The Tigers do not have a field goal in the second quarter. Bring the ball in. Fredemeyer with it, coming up the floor. Leaves it for Kyle Eichhoff. Off to Buttrick, 52 seconds. He tried to pass it to Bredemeyer, and he will be fouled by Riley Wilson, who picks up his first. Team fouls even at four apiece now. Tiger ball just inside midcourt. Eichhoff goes backcourt on the inbound to Buttrick. Off the floor, the ball comes. Buttrick tries in, leaves it back for Craig, dribbles down, up, and he can't hit the 10-footer. McNeely the rebound, out to Buttrick from 6-15, no good. And coming out of there with the basketball will be Elmwood Murdoch with 30 seconds to go. Coach Aaron Pryor says, let's run the offense here. Off the right side with the basketball, Tyson Manns. Manns fake left, went right, lost the ball, tipped away by the Tigers. 13 on the clock, they'll pull out and reset for one. It's everybody down low on the baseline. Back in with the ball is Coleman. Kicks it out to the top for three. It's on the rim. No good. And that will end your first half. Our score, Elmwood Murdoch, 23. And the Fall City Tigers, 8. Elmwood Murdoch outscoring the Tigers 15-1 in quarter number 2. 23-8. Elwood Murdoch with the lead. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Be back and give you the first half scoring on Sunny 101.3.
While you are shopping for that perfect Christmas gift online, fraudsters are shopping for your personal information and debit card number. To keep your information and money safe, FNN Bank offers an identity theft protection program, Cyber Scout, and fraud monitoring services. FNM Bank will keep you protected during this holiday season.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats. Your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
Well, the holiday season is upon us. Come on in to Farm and City Supply, where we have a great selection of holiday gifts for everyone in the family. Browse our selection of toys for the kids, Carhartt and Burn apparel for the grown-ups. We also have lots of great gift ideas for everyone else in the family to choose from, like steel lithium-ion chainsaws, Weber grills, or just about anything else you can want. Come on in to Farm and City Supply today in Falls City, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Halftime score, boys game. Elwood Murdoch 23, Falls City 8. Elwood Murdoch outscored the Tigers in the second quarter tonight, 15-1. He's 7 for score after one quarter tonight. For the Tigers in the first half, Bryson Buttrick with 4 for Carson Bredemeyer, and that's it. Tigers are 1-for-4 at the free throw line in the first half. For Elmwood Murdoch, they're led by Reed Fletcher. He has 13 in the ball game, 6 for Henry Coleman, all in the second quarter. 2 for Braden Moments at the free throw line, and 2 for Tyson Manns for the Knights. Total of 23. In the girls' game tonight, it was Elwin Murdoch with a win, 55-28 over Falls City. Maddie Jones had 14 to lead the Tigers. Tatum Backemeyer had 13, and Lexi Bacon had 11 for Elwin Murdoch in that girls' game tonight. Sagar girls won tonight, 62-10 over Tri-County. That game on KTNC right now. Sagar boys are leading Tri-County at halftime, 23-12 tonight out at Tri-County. So you're caught up with the scores I have at the moment. Here's 23-8, the lead to the Elwin Murdoch Knights. Right now, we'll take a two-minute break. We'll check the weather here for more of our sponsors. Be sure to thank them when you get a chance for helping us bring you high school basketball throughout the season on Sunny 101.3. We'll be back in just a few minutes with the second half on Sunny.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinics, extended hours. Starting at 7 a.m.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows dip down to about 19 tonight under clear skies, westerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunny skies and calm again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 51. Lows dip down to about 31 tomorrow night, mainly clear skies and quiet. Dry with temperatures well above average Thursday and Friday and highs in the upper 50s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
I'm Ryan Larson, administrator of Community Medical Center in Falls City.
I wish to thank all our physicians, nurses, technicians, and staff that have cared for so many people this year. Your commitment to caring shines in all you do. I'd also like to thank the community and all the patients we've served at our hospital and clinics for allowing us to help get you well and to help keep you well, for trusting us when you were sick, afraid, or in pain, and for sharing with us moments of special joy. Have a Merry Christmas and a prosperous, healthy New Year.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Sunny 101.3.
Halftime of our boys' game tonight. Fall City Tigers trailing the Elwood Murdoch Knights 23-8 here at halftime tonight. In the girls' game, it was a win for Elwood Murdoch by a final score this evening of 55-28. St. Hart girls won tonight over Tri-County 62-10 in the Platte Valley, defeating Rockport girls tonight 57-21. Maryville girls beat Mount City 65-20 this evening. And the Sager boys were up at halftime out of Tri-County by a score of 23-12 tonight. Here, 23-8, the Tiger offense. Not at full strength tonight. They have Jackson Strauss on the bench tonight with a bum ankle. Got hurt in practice yesterday. And they also are without Isaiah Hernandez, who has been coming off the bench for the Tigers. He's not available tonight either. Everybody's ready. It's Elwood Murdoch basketball. They'll go right to left towards the east bucket here in the second half tonight. Ball comes up before the Tigers have their starters in there. Farmer, Buttrick, Craig, Eichhoff, and Bredemeyer. Here's a three-pointer to start the half. Up, no good by Fletcher. Rebound to the Tigers on the run. Bryson Buttrick, right side to Bredemeyer. Right in front of the Tiger bench. He'll dribble to the left. Stops, over to Craig, now to Buttrick on the left sideline. Tries to get around a defender, cut off. Back out top to Eichhoff. Eichhoff back to Buttrick on the left side wing now. It will be Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer's pass nearly taken away. Craig got recovered. Shot blocked, out of bounds off of the Knights. John needs to get some air under that shot. Too low on the release there. They bring the ball into him. Buttrick goes inside to Eichhoff and a foul on Reed Fletcher. His first of the game, team foul number one of the half. We only had a total of 8 fouls in the whole first half, 4 on each team. Inbound, knocked away, out of bounds, out the door it goes, into the commons. Air comes back. Henry Coleman went to get it for the night. He said, I knocked it out, I'll go get it. So Eichhoff will trigger from the baseline on the corner. Looks, lobs out, and it's stolen by Russ by the Knights. He gives the ball up, and a drive, and a layup is good. Two-pointer for Coleman. He's got 8. He got the first 3 hoops of the second quarter. There comes Buttrick through traffic. Floats up for the left hand. No good, and a foul called on Nate. That'll be his first. Team foul number 2. No shooting foul there. 25-8, Elwood Murdoch. Buttrick will inbound from the baseline. Tigers run sideline to sideline along the baseline. And the inbound off the hands of Race Farmer out of bounds. The Tigers can't get it in cleanly. But now it will be Knights ball again. 6:50 to go in the third. Off the left side with the ball now. Manns holds it, looks. Manns looks, off the right side, hands the ball away to Momans. Momans back and in. Cut off there by Buttrick, back out to Rust. Nate Rust comes cross court in the middle now to Coleman again. Dribbles right, hands it to Rust, gets around a defender, floats it up, no. John Craig brings down the rebound. Out of there to Buttrick. Buttrick right side, Brennemeyer three ball on the iron, won't go again. Can't buy a bucket after that first quarter. A dribble drive into Craig. Bouncing off of him will be Momans. He was able to throw the ball back into the court, and his teammates recovered it. So now it's in the hands of Henry Coleman. Coleman on the left side stops, leans up and under John Craig, and got her to go. Coleman in double figures with 10. It's 27-8. And traveling as Buttrick got in the paint, got trapped, and traveling the call. Coach Hogue says, let's talk over, and takes his fourth timeout. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Sunny 101.3.
.545 to go in quarter number three here at Fall City High School tonight. Elwin Murdoch leading Fall City 27-8. The Tigers don't have a field goal since the first quarter. Got one free throw in the second quarter. They played 2 minutes and 15 seconds here in the third and don't have a field goal here in the second half yet. Bring the ball in to Nate Rust. Rust will come up the floor. Off the left side, give it up to Henry Coleman. Coleman to Manns. Back to Rust. They run a weave out top now. With it, Manns goes left side. Passes the ball out top. And now on the left side of the lane, driving, shooting, and scoring. Once again, will be Henry Coleman. Just like the second quarter, he's made six straight points. Will be at the line to shoot one free throw here. The foul on Brettemeyer. His first and the team's first of this second half. Brettemeyer out, John Craig out. Here comes Charlie McNeely and also Caden Dunkus for Fall City. Free throw, first attempt of the night for Coleman is up and good. Nothing but net. They're 3 for 3 at the line are the Knights. A little token pressure here put on by Nate Rust against Buttrick. Buttrick came across midcourt, about lost the ball without pressure. Now he got it back to Race Farmer, to Dunkus. Right side, Eichhoff, and now out to McNeely. McNeely looks over the left side with the basketball. Farmer. Eichhoff, trapped, fires a bullet pass underneath the Farmer. Caught it, had nowhere to go with it. He gets into the lane, shoots. No, won't go on the rim. Rebound on the deck. Nate Rust brings it up. Left side of the floor, he goes to Coleman. He drives, reverse layup, up and good. He's got 15 in the game. He's got 9 here in the third quarter. 3:30 gone by in this third period. Lead now 32-8. Off to Eichhoff. Left side, Buttrick to McNeely. Farmer, left side of the lane, gets it away to Buttrick. Buttrick comes over to the right side. McNeely will try it over there on the wing. Pass in to Farmer. Farmer back to McNeely. The Tigers play catch with it. Bounce pass down to Dunkus and back out to Farmer as the clock goes under halfway mark of the third quarter. Bounce pass in to Buttrick. Deflected by the Knights off of the Tigers, out of bounds. Riley Wilson back in, a 6'3 sophomore for the Knights. Also in there will be Sam Clemens, a 6-foot sophomore. Rust up the floor. Hands the ball away to Henry Coleman, a 6'2 junior. He gives the ball off to Wilson. Now they look on the right side, and Rush past the defense, rolls it up, fingertips with the left hand, up and good. First 2 points tonight for Nate Rush. That caught me a little off guard. 34-8. Tigers try to pass it down the side to Buttrick. In comes Bredemeyer for Hykoff for the Tigers. Ball City will inbound from the sideline. McNeely. Everybody's, whoa, a pass up the ladder. They couldn't catch it, but Bredemeyer runs it down in the backcourt and will bring it up the floor for Ball City. McNeely had the ball in his hand, was ready to go, and I don't think any other Tigers knew he had the ball and was in play already. Dunkus with it to Buttrick. Crosses over down the left side, and a hand-checking foul or arm-checking foul. Nate Rust, his second, team foul number 3.5. McNeely to inbound from the baseline. He looks, ooh, late. Had Bredemeyer, didn't get him, and said he'll go way back near midcourt to Buttrick. Buttrick moving up between defenders, and the Tigers are on the board finally. Buttrick, with his third field goal, has 6 points at the 2:54 mark. The Tigers want at least 12 minutes without a field goal in this ball game on the clock. Here's a lob in an alley. Oop, won't go. Rebound to the Knights. Take it out to Rust on the right elbow. He holds. Now he'll shoot it. Too strong. The rebound comes off to Dunkus. Dunkus up the floor to Bredemeyer. Makes a tough catch. And now on the right side with it will be Farmer. Farmer with the basketball. Gives the ball off. McNeely. Right block. Posted up. Turns around. Partially blocked. No good. Now the Knights drive the other way. And here's a three-pointer up and down. Nothing at the bottom of the hole for Reed Fletcher. He's got 16 points in the ball game. Sacred Heart now leading Tri-County 45-24 after three tonight. Now the ball to the left side. Bredemeyer with it. Bredemeyer spins, shoots, and he got her to fall. Bredemeyer with the two-pointer now has 6 points in the ball game. A 3-2-1. 37-12, our score. The Knights with the lead. Rust with the basketball, driving right down the lane, off the glass. No, but a whistle and a foul. Bredemeyer looks like the guilty party here for the Tigers. And he will be. Carson the second, team foul number 2.5 on Fall City. Nate line to shoot two here. He sets, he fires. It's on the front, no good. He'll get another one here. Craig in for McNeely for the Tigers. Braden Momans back in place of Sam Clements for the Knights. Minute 28 to go. It's up. It's good for Rust. And it's 38-12. Here we go. Buttrick will bring it up to the front court. Take the ball over to Bredemeyer on the far side. And we've got a whistle and a foul. The Tigers try to get it inside. Try to get it to John Craig. He'll be fouling after shooting the foul on Braden Momans. His second, team foul number 4. Craig at the line, 0-for-2 in the ball game. John gets set. It's on the way up and short, no good. He'll have another one here. Out of the game goes Reed Fletcher. Back into the contest, Sam Clements for Elwin Murdoch. Second free throw up and good. Craig makes one. It's 38-13. The lead is 25. To the front. Here come the Knights off the left side. They give the ball up there. Crossing over, Coleman into the paint, dishes it back out to the top with the basketball. Tyson Manns now out between the circles, give the ball up there for That's Wilson. And now to Henry Coleman, who has 15 in the game. Dribbles in, gets the ball knocked loose. Loose again and stolen by Buttrick. Buttrick fires up the floor to Bredemeyer. Spins, pass over the top. Farmer to Craig in the paint, up over the front end and good. First field goal for John Craig. It's 38-15 with 24 seconds to go in the third. With the basketball front court, Tyson Manns. Manns would give it up. Coleman out top, off the far side of the floor to Manns again. Eight on the clock. He moves left. He's down the lane. He takes it to the corner for three. Buries it. That's a three-pointer for Riley Wilson, and the net got up in the rim. Now 1.1 second left. Eichhoff will inbound to Buttrick. And he'll fire, and the shot was partially blocked. And after three, 41-15, Elmwood Murdoch back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Hall Funeral Chapel of Falls City and Auburn. Dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
All right, Tiger basketball to start this fourth period here tonight. The last quarter before Christmas for the Tigers. They're off for 5 days, then they go to the Weeping Water Tournament. It's 28-9 next week on Tuesday and Wednesday. Buttrick picked up his dribble in trouble on the sideline. Gets it away to John Craig. Right side Farmer fakes, drives across the lane. Eichhoff lays it up and in. Kyle Eichhoff with his first bucket makes it 41-17. To the front court on the right side go the Knights. Buttrick went for the steal, came up empty. Pass down the lane off the Tigers. Deflected out of bounds. It'll belong to the Knights underneath their own hoop. Tyson Manns will inbound the ball. Now we're ready. Gary Pence, referee, hands the ball off. Right side for Momans. Back out to the top. Fletcher. Fletcher moving it around. The Knights very deliberate, taking their time. Tigers playing man-to-man defense. And again, with the basketball here, holding it out top. Manns gets the ball away to Sam Clements. To Manns, left side. Now with the ball to Momans. He'll drive to the paint. Leans, fires. It's up. It's in. But a whistle before the shot. Tiger foul on Kyle Eichhoff, his second. Third foul of the half on Falls City. No bucket. Clements will inbound. Gets it underneath there for Momans. Lost it, got it back, shoot it, missed it. Rebound to Farmer on the run. His pass knocked away and unable to catch up with the deflection was Riley Wilson. Tiger ball in front of the scorer's table here. With 6:45 to go. Eichhoff will inbound the ball. Here comes Rust back in the ball game. Also back in is Henry Coleman. 31 of the 41 between Coleman and Fletcher for the Knights. Farmer with a move to the basket in the paint, takes it across the lane, and now back out from Buttrick to Craig. Dribbles, goes in strong, up, whistle, and a foul. No bucket. Foul is on Braden Momans. his third. Five team fouls now, and John Craig to the line to shoot two more. He's 1 for 4 at the line in the ball game. He gets set, fires, and it rattles home. 4 points now for Craig. The Tigers only have four players in the scoring book here. Second one coming for the Tiger Jr. Ready, fires, and bangs it home again. He's made three in a row now after missing three in a row to start. Tonight's ball to the front court. Mullins with it. Hands the ball away to Coleman. Back out on the right side for Wilson. Wilson will hold. He'll dribble. Guarded there by Eichhoff. Eichhoff chasing. Over the right side, Mullins with it. Back left side, Russ drives the paint. Whips the ball to the left corner. Three ball off the mark. No good for Clement. Rebound to Eichhoff. 6 minutes to go. Eichhoff up the floor. Bounce pass into Craig. John back and in. Makes a move up. Right hand won't go. Rebound controlled by the Knights. Henry Coleman. Coleman up the floor with the ball. Off the right side of the pass. He'll hold it. He'll get it away now and in the right corner to Clements again. Clements dribbling up to the top. Hands the ball off to Wilson. Down the lane, no. Rebound brought down by the Tigers' Eichhoff. Eichhoff to Buttrick. Up the floor. Fakes the handoff to Bredemeier. Back out to Farmer. Bredemeier with it. Gives off to Eichhoff. Left side, now to the right side. Buttrick looking for a cutter. Nobody there. Craig, he'll get it to Farmer on the right block. Back out to John Craig and at the top to Buttrick. All the way out between the circles is Bredemeier. Left side, Eichhoff thinking about it. Dribbles in, now not open for a shot. Gives it to John Craig. 4:53 and Bredemeier for a long triple up. No good. Ahead up the floor and a layup at the other end is good. For Riley Wilson, he's got 5 in the ball game, and we've got a timeout on the floor. 43-19, the lead to Elmwood Murdoch, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back here at Magner Henderson Fieldhouse, 4:41 to go in quarter number 4. 43-19, Elmwood Murdoch with the lead over the Fall City Tigers tonight. Elmwood Murdoch got the girls' win as well by a score of 55-28. Sacred Heart girls won big night, 62-10 out of Tri-County. The boys have a commanding lead headed into the fourth quarter. To the front court come the Tigers. Race Farmer in the circle. Over to the left side, Eichhoff now. Back it comes Bredemeier, three ball in and out, no good. Rebound to Eichhoff, into Craig in the paint. And a foul on who? I thought he said White 33, but I think Sam Clements of Elmwood Murdoch is the guilty party. That's 16 fouls now on Elmwood Murdoch. Tiger ball. Craig with it, holding it. Cross court, pass too short, rebound stolen. Ryland Castens in the ball game, a 5'9 junior with a takeaway. All right, with the ball now, Henry Coleman. He'll get it out to Russ for three, no good. Rebound, John Craig. Halfway through, quarter number 4, Tigers trailing 43-19. Craig stands between the circles with the basketball. Bredemeier looking. He'll come off to Farmer on the left side. Now to Buttrick on the right. Left side to Eichhoff. Eichhoff to John Craig. Craig holding it in the middle. Farmer shoots it, misses it, rebound tipped, ends up with the Knights in the hands of Reed Fletcher. To Rust up the floor, crosses over, he leaves the ball off. Carson's in the middle and dishes it right side. Three-pointer on the way. Clements no good. Rebound out of bounds will belong to Fall City. Justin Junker into the ball game for the Knights. Also into the contest. Well, somebody else came in there. Where's he at? Riley Wilson is in there. Clements remains in. Craig with a move to the basket with a left hand. He tried to rip the pass around the defender from the baseline, and it's taken away by the Knights. Easton Miller set to check in for the Knights on the next break in the action. Kasten's three ball on the rim won't go. Rebound Eichhoff. Tigers got their final four players ready to check in. Coach Hogue calls a timeout. He says, just put him in. I don't want to talk to him. The Fall City brings into the ball game here Josh Brown, a 6-foot sophomore. Charlie McNeely back in, another sophomore. Also in there, Alex McKim, a 5'10 sophomore. Caden Dunkus back in the ball game. And who am I missing? How about Joe Bertiska in there, a 5'11 junior for the Tigers? Bertiska on the right side, pulls up, thought about it, didn't. Down low, McNeely had it knocked away, out of bounds with 2:15 to go. Tiger ball on the baseline. Inbounding will be Alex McKim. Into McNeely. Trapped in the corner. Got it out of there. Back out to the top, now to Bertiska. He tries to hand the ball, and it goes backcourt over and back as the ball got away from Brown. Trying to get the ball up for Josh Brown. Getting it away to a teammate, and the ball rolled backcourt. Knights ball with 2 minutes to go. On the right side, Wilson with the ball. Out to the top, Carson's has it. Kasten's hands off, gets it right back on the right side, spins in, finger roll, won't go. Rebound loose, and it's off the Knights, out of bounds. Tigers bring it in to Caden Dunkus. They'll come up the floor on the right side. With it is Bertiska. Knocked away, recovered by McKim, and now to Brown. Dunkus to the left side. Bertiska driving into the paint. Takes it over to Brown, down in the corner now. Going to be Dunkus with it, driving in, and the ball knocked loose. Recovered by McNeely. Back over to McKim. Into the paint, stops, elevates, and got her to go. 2 points for Alex McKim. Makes it 43-21 at the 1 minute mark of our game. To the right side, a dribble drive and cut off will be the Knights. Back to Cass as he holds it. His teammates from the crowd wanting him to shoot it. Give the ball away now to Riley Wilson. Wilson will pass the ball away to Miller. Miller, left side, give the ball back to Kastens. Kastens will hold, right side with it to Junker. 34 seconds, the clock winding down. Give the ball Kastens down the lane. Floater, no good. Rebound, Clements. Now back out to the top, they'll reset and drive it as Wilson. Down it goes to Junker, too strong with the rebound. Dunkus had it and it's taken away from him by Wilson. And now the Knights will just pull it out and dribble it away. Your final score is going to be Elmwood Murdoch 43 and the Fall City Tigers 21. 43-21. Elmwood Murdoch picks up their second win of the year. Fall City now 0-5. We'll be back and wrap up the scoring in this game after this 1 minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So, for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
This holiday season, if you've been drinking, do not drive. Keep yourself and others on the road safe by making the right choice. Plan your safe ride home before you start drinking. This has been brought to you by Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time. Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
This is Sunny 101.3. Sunny 101.3.
Final score in our boys' game tonight, 43-21. Elwood Murdoch with the win over Falls City. Elwood Murdoch led 8-7 after one in the first quarter. We had three lead changes and were tied at 7. After that, it was all Elwood Murdoch. They outscored the Tigers 15-1 in the second quarter, 18-7 in the third quarter. In fact, they held the Tigers scoreless for over 13 minutes in this ball game in the entire second quarter, and most of the third quarter before the Tigers got a field goal. Scoring tonight for the Tigers, they are led by Bryson Butrick and Carson Bredemeyer with 6 apiece, 5 for John Craig, 2 each for Alex McKim and Kyle Eichhoff. For Elmwood Murdoch tonight, they're led by Reed Fletcher with 16, 15 for Henry Coleman. Then it's Nate Rust with 3, 5 for Riley Wilson, 2 for Braden Mulms, and 2 for Tyson Manns. In the girls' game, Elmwood Murdoch won it 55-28, the final. Maddie Jones led the Tiger with 14 points tonight. Two players in double figures for the Knights. Lexi Bacon had 11, and Tatum Backmeyer had 13 in the game. Sagart girls won tonight by a final score of 62-10 in their game as they defeated Tri-County tonight. Platte Valley beat Rockport 57-21. Maryville girls beat Mound City 65-20, and the Sagart boys, they are winning big tonight out at Tri-County. Late in that ball game, they're up about a little over 20 points, so that game over on KTNC. So that's going to wrap it up here tonight from McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse. Elmwood Murdoch boys with the win, 43-21, and the Elmwood Murdoch girls get the win over the Tigers, 55-28. That's our final high school basketball for this, prior to Christmas, and actually for this year. We'll be back with more basketball. Our next broadcast coming up January 3rd. We plan to be in Auburn for the annual shootout there. Falls City and Auburn will be the teams. They'll be taking on Ashley Greenwood. Falls City will, Auburn will play Milford in a pair of girl-boy doubleheaders on that January 3rd. So for our studio engineer, Kathy Niggas, I'm John Nixon, saying goodnight, everybody, and Merry Christmas.